Sometimes you want to laugh. For all the other times, there's this.
Connect to the Wi-Fi from next door. Because you know it's time for the Ash Kip and Lutzy podcast.
106.9.
Friday morning.
We've got
a huge show today.
Do we?
Yeah.
We've got Sammy on the show. Sammy told the story on, thank God it's Thursday last weekend. I need to cap off on that.
Really?
Yeah. And he frightened the hell out of me yesterday too, Sam. I was out shooting something at the Broncos. Sammy's got the greatest. I was interviewing Terry from the Broncos.
Yeah.
You know, just about our relationship because we've been with the Broncos for a long time. And I'm sitting there doing an interview with Terry on the training field at Red Hill. Sam come creeping up behind Terry and he got right below him. And I guess there's a dog that frequents Red Hill that they're all aware of. And Sammy got like crouched down on all fours. And as Terry was talking, Sammy put on the dog's bark. And he's got the greatest dog's bark.
Really?
And even though I saw Sammy walk up and then get down on all fours, to like Terry had his back to Sammy, but I was facing Sammy.
Yeah.
I jumped.
You still went, whoa! You still got a prize.
What did Terry do?
Oh, Terry lost it. He lost it because he didn't even see him coming up. He thought it was the dog attacking him.
We've got Jason Byrne, the Irish comedian, Broncos tickets, Chris Rock tickets.
Oh, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock tickets.
Yes, on the show today.
God, we got Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld coming this year.
It's massive. Yeah, great year.
Chris Rock, he's an unbelievable comedian.
And Dobbin and Jobber, we need you on the phone for that right now.
Dobbin and Jobber!
Dobbin and Jobber, 13-24-10 is our number.
All right, let's go. Full board. Plenty of jobbers this week, it looks like. Cam out of Rochdale to kickstart us. Hello, mate. Who's the jobber?
Myself.
Okay. What did you do, Cam?
Pretty much, I deliver soft drinks and, just had one trolley full and I knocked that over. And then I went to deliver them and then I knocked that over as well and they all spilled everywhere.
So, just a couple of trolleys full of soft drinks. You got one? So,
did you knock them over, Cam?
Oh, just like the way that I was stacked.
Just being a jobber.
Pretty much.
Is there a chance when they... When they drop it at work or whatever, that when people open it, they're just going to spray in their face because of you?
Like they've won the Grand Prix?
Yeah. Probably.
I feel like... I mean, you guys give it to me a lot of times about having one job, but Cam actually has one job, which
deliver
is
soft
deliver soft drinks. You screwed it up.
Paul out of Mount Gravatt. Got another self-nom, mate.
Yeah, that's right, another self-nom. Look, I listen to you guys religiously, but... mainly on the podcast because of my work commitments. I look after apprentices, so I love listening to this show, especially this segment about all the stupid things apprentices do.
Yeah.
And but it's the cell phone because I get so fired up listening to some of your segments and stuff like that that I ring in, but it's 6:30 in the evening and you got probably asleep. And it's not just once. I've done this about half a dozen times. So I think the reason why the apprentices are getting these job nominations is probably because of me sometimes.
You're the teacher.
Yeah.
You're their mentor.
Yeah, that's right.
Calling for the
what
podcast.
What hope have they
that
got?
Is, that is good.
And then you know he goes around bad-mouthing us, going, they never answer.
That is so terrible on the phones. Reuben out of Caboolture. Who's the jobber, Reuben? Reuben!
Come back
Ruby.
To me. Go to Alex and see if you can track down Reuben in the meantime. Yes, Alex?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Hey, bro.
Just wanted to dob in the apprentice at work.
Good. What did he do? She do?
His first day on my site was last Friday, and we sent him the address and told him it was about a 40-minute drive, and he just puts in William Street in the GPS and just goes to the one in Cleveland instead of the one in Daybro where we are. So he ends up driving over the gateway twice, once to go there to the wrong place, find out no one's there, once to come back, ends up being like an hour late, and we were laughing at him because he's driving all over town.
Just was William Street in there. Surely there's only
could
one.
In Sydney.
Yeah, there's only one that's 40 minutes away. Better go to that one.
Nice. Heather out of Petrie. Wrap us up. Heather, who's the jobber?
My 21-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She's
she still lives at home, and she plays, because there's three adults in the house, she pays an equal share of the water and electricity bill when it comes in.
Mm.
Anyway, we're doing the dishes last night. My husband's sitting on the lounge, and I said to her, oh, the water bill water was red today, and she said, oh, my God, what happened? Why was it red? Do we still have dirty water?
Why was it red? Is Jesus around and he turned it into wine? What?
I tell you what, her face was very red when she realised what she said.
I bet.
That's good.
Probably keep her in the house for a couple more years. Yeah, she's ready to head out in the wild.
She's just not ready to leave the nest. So we got Cam with the soft drink deliverer. Paul, who's been phoning up live for the podcast.
6:30 at night.
Alex, who's the new apprentice, just heading to any William Street that he can. And Heather there with the water red.
I don't know. Where do you go here?
I like the calling the podcast at 6:30 at night, thinking it's a live program.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, good on Paul.
Hey, Paul, has anybody ever answered the phone?
No. It rings three or four times and then I think, shit, they're not on now. So I sort of save it at the last minute. I hit the abort button.
Yeah, hey, no.
Have you got kids, mate?
Mm.
I do. I'm trying not to be an influence on them.
Yeah, good.
Just stay away from them.
Good.
Stay away from
them. But I've only got two. I listen to Ash. I've only got two. Oh. I will not go the third.
Don't go the third.
They break back into Shawshank.
Break back into Shawshank. Yeah. What about a family pass to SeaWorld?
There you go.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, you can save 30% when you stay there, actually, at SeaWorld Resort. And that includes unlimited entry, your choice of two theme parks out of the three. You can book now, seaworldresort.com.au. That's a great prize, Paul.
Good on you, Paul.
Champion. Thanks, folks.
And give us a buzz tonight when you hear this, mate.
Yeah.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
I reckon I had four people get in touch with me this morning or tag me in this, that or something else on social media about Wally Lewis last night on the footy show. I can't believe it. Like, the mock outrage that there is. The story is, Mitch, did you watch the footy show last night?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the story on the Courier Mail website is rugby league legend Wally Lewis could find himself in hot water after he made a particularly racy joke on the NRL footy show that left many, including co-host Aaron Molan, visibly shocked.
Oh, God.
I don't even want to go on and read the story. That's enough for me to go. First of all, there's not even... he could be in hot... He's not in hot water.
No.
He could be in hot water.
Yeah. I've got a feeling that Erin would have given it that pantomime shock that she, you know, that...
Yeah, that's exactly what she did.
Way over the top.
I haven't seen it, but the former Queensland Origin star made the comment as part of the program's Joking Off segment.
Lewis... the segment's called Joking Off.
Yeah, it's...
Can we just...
right. Yeah.
What other jokes are there than racy on that show at 10 p.m?
Yeah, well, what... Like, it's too late for me to watch the footy show. I can't watch it. I've got to be in bed because it's a work day the next day.
Isn't Tommy...
Well, they swear now.
Tommy
the F-word at 9:30. Exactly.
No, I didn't see the segment. I saw that was coming up. So how does it work?
Okay, well, Lewis appeared alongside Australian Gillaroos player Alana Ferguson, where the two tried to stump each other with a variety of hilarious phrases. The segment is designed to be lighthearted and is held in the joke room, but Lewis's comment was certainly not in the script.
Outrageous. Wow.
Thank God, because the rest of the segment was completely and utterly boring.
Yeah. The king took things a step too far. Like, that's a fact. Like, you know, the king... Yeah. That's a fact.
He went too far.
The king took things a step too far when Ferguson said she would read the next question differently.
Mm.
You got the audio?
Here we go.
Right. I'm going to do this one with no teeth.
Always feels better that way.
Seagulls. Can you just stop it? Because it's all downhill from there. But it says the studio audience was left groaning as soon as the league legend made the comment. Can you replay this? Yeah. That's one of the biggest laughs I've heard on the footy show in 100 years.
Yeah,
so according to this story, the studio audience was left groaning as soon as the league legend made the comment.
That's sounds like uproarious laughter.
I watched the show for half an hour last night. Up to that point, that's the first noise that the audience had made.
Right.
I think you woke them up.
Yeah, right. If you're doing stand-up, that's the sound you want, right?
Yeah.
Did you say we're giving tickets away to Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Like, Chris Rock hopes that he gets a reaction.
Yes.
Like that. The segment is called Joking Off.
Mm. Yeah.
When it came around, actually, I think Fatty actually made it more awkward because Dad ended up winning the comp, which is to make the other person laugh, I think, three strikes and you're out sort of situation,
okay.
Which I knew from the start. Dad doesn't laugh at actual funny stuff, let alone stuff that may be scripted, written by somebody else.
Yeah.
And he's a man of word, he's great word economy. So when he holds it back until he says, you know...
Well played. Right. And here's the board. Wally, line of the night. Talking about your missus. I didn't know she had no teeth. Anyway, all right. That's Joking Off for this week. Over to you, Aaron.
Now, mind you,
that's your mother.
That's my mother.
That's your mother.
That's my mother.
And that was groaning.
Mind you, I went out with Sarah last night. We went out and had a feed, so Mum was looking after the kids. I come back just in time to see Dad in the footy show. I was sitting next to Mum when that line dropped.
Oh, were you? Were you?
Only for Fatty to make it more awkward. Go, your wife's got no teeth. I've looked at Mum. She's crying, clapping with laughter. I'm like, yeah, Mum, I'm going to go. Okay? It's getting weird.
Sammy Thido joining us. Morning, Sammy.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Hey, Sammy, Broncos, we were talking about confidence there with the NRMA, but... even though there's been a couple of losses, I feel like there should be some good confidence with the Bronx.
I know, they're weird losses too. So we've lost games, but they were very close games.
Yeah.
So, we're doing a few things right, but there's probably a couple of things that we can fix up. But going into this Canberra game, we'd like to get back on the winning bandwagon.
Mm.
Hey, Sammy, before we talk about the match with Canberra tonight, and by the way, we've got tickets to give away to that because it's the... What's the round? The superhero round?
Superhero round.
But we'll talk about that in a second. Can you just cap off if people didn't get to hear Sammy with Kimberly and Katie last Saturday? Sammy told a story on Thank God It's Friday. And you get to hear him again tomorrow morning. But he told a story about when they were flying home after last weekend's game on the plane. Did you hear this?
No.
Can you just tell us what happened, Sammy, on the plane?
Well, which story was this, though?
The dribbling one.
Oh, it was embarrassing. So, you know, when you fall asleep on the plane, and I was in the middle seat as well, so I got the jerks happening, and then I was snapping the neck. I was like really, really uncomfortable. So I thought I'd lean on the seat in front of me, and I'll go to sleep. So I thought, you know, that might solve all my problems. So I had a fairly good sleep after that. But when I went to hop off the plane, I had this big dribble mark, and it was in the wrong position on my trousers.
So you dribbled on your pants.
Yeah, so I dribbled on my pants. Just a little bit of a dribble space. Yeah.
Well, we've been called dribblers on this show, but he dead set dribbles. He dribbles when he sleeps.
Well, that's what I was surprised the most, that no one got any footage of it. No one took any photos or anything, because that's the first thing that happens. As soon as someone falls asleep on the plane, one of the boys, someone's trying to put chewing gum paper in your mouth I was very lucky I escaped that, but I pretty much dobbed myself in on the radio.
Yeah, isn't that the best thing about having a beard, Sammy, is that it soaks up the first 100 mils of dribble?
Yeah, I know. I would have been surprised to see how much if I was clean shaven. Geez, it would have been full.
Hey, just you know, with Canberra, they've got that player Blake Austin, who not only sounds like but looks like he drives NASCAR.
He looks like a Nickelback.
Does he?
He looks like a Nickelback.
He does look like an old school rock and roller, or he looks like he's just come off the set of Sons of Anarchy or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Talladega Nights.
What does he sound like? Is he a redneck?
He's all right, actually. don't let the looks. He actually does a fair bit within our rugby league community, especially with helping out young kids as well. So he's got a very kind soul and a very kind heart, even though he looks like a bikie.
Excellent. All right, Sammy. We'll rip in tonight, mate. Have a great one,
buddy. Big crowd tonight.
All right. Thank you very much. Ash, Kevin,
Lutzy. Jason Byrne joining us in the studio.
He just soirees in last minute. It's very showbiz.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I should have known this because like in Australia, you're all on buses and stuff.
Yes, that's right.
We're massive.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no ego here, guys.
You've done BBC, though. Hang on a second. Oh, you must have been on those big red buses.
No, I didn't have the money for the bus.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Cabs, anything?
No, I love it here because you all really love yourselves, and that's brilliant.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, in a good way.
Yeah, we fight for billboards every single...
Yeah, I want to be on a bus or a... big face.
What do you reckon,
if a real estate agent can get on a bus, that's all I'm asking for.
Can we get on there?
Why are they on there? That's ridiculous. You know, and it's just good fun just to see us in the back of a bus. Or I use billboard as well.
Yeah, we've got billboards everywhere at the moment.
I love that. And the three guys here, I mean, they all know what you look like, but you're not billboard
material.
No, we're not. Neither am I.
You know what's
worse? I'd be proud, guys, to get up with this head on a billboard.
I saw one yesterday, and they're on these digital ones now, so they switch, so there's like three different billboards on the one thing. But I found myself with the lights... sort of just trying to get a shot of myself.
Oh, God.
Which is probably not cool.
Have you got them at train stations?
Oh, I'd say so.
Yeah. That must be weird if you're waiting for a train.
Well, they're bus stations, but those bus stops, you know, it's actually it's right there next to the seat.
The digital ones.
Do you know what you could do, actually, just as a promo thing, is the three of you should just stand in a poster.
Well, that's actually a great idea. Make it come to life.
Yeah, walk out and get on the train.
Yeah.
Freak people out. The problem is they've been so photoshopped, we don't look as good as we do on the billboards.
Oh,
so no one would ever buy it.
Look at his three builders.
My teeth look incredible.
I'm here doing shows.
Yes. You did one last night in Brizzy?
Yeah, so I'm.
That was brilliant.
It was grey. I mean, I was a little bit jet lagged. I did like the Melbourne Comedy Gala, which is going to be up soon, and then flew into Brizzy. And you know, at home in Ireland and Britain, like a Thursday night can be quite a tricky gig.
Yeah,
because you're not off work and you're kind of off nearly.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
That didn't matter last night.
No,
is that
we
right?
Don't care.
Better than Ireland in that way.
Ireland.
You guys drink every day of the week, don't you?
Yeah, no. Do you know what? I was doing another radio interview from Australia, and they went, hello, hello, like this, right? And I'm going, hello? And they're going, hello, Jason, what were you doing on Patrick's Day? And I'm going, any like place that, could that be racist? The Irish just get that in the head.
Obviously, you're playing a tin whistle. I mean, what else would you
do? Oh, yeah, I know. I was doing all that. Yeah, it's hammer. I told him I dressed up as a bottle of vodka in a parade. And then beat myself to death.
I love that you've embraced your name too with that show you did a couple of years back, the Burn Supremacy.
Yeah, I know, because in my own little head, you know, Matt Damon, the Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Because that's how the Americans say my surname, Burn. Oh. They go, Bourne.
Do they really?
Jason Bourne. And then, of course, in my little head, I just imagined that Matt Damon must have been looking me up. Because he would have been thinking of a name. And I just in my head and thinking, oh my God, that's a great name. I'll call myself Jason Bourne.
And you could Google image you and saw you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's a secret agent.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, real secret. With a head like this. There's nobody would have. I could walk into any country as a spy.
And they go, him.
That can't be him.
That can't be him.
That scaldy redhead with the burnt skin.
You can't have a secret agent getting sunburned on 6 minutes in daylight.
I'll be in A&E with third degree burns.
He's found his best mate.
He's
having a ball.
We do look like brothers, don't we?
We do look alike.
We'll have to get a photo on Instagram.
This is the first time I've said this in public at all. Yeah. I did a DNA test.
Yes, I did one of those recently as well. Actually.
Did you?
100%, yeah.
So first of all, I'll just tell you quickly. I was on a chat show in Ireland, and we were all trying to guess our percentage of how Irish we were.
Yeah.
So one or two of them were like 90-odd, 95. One guy was 100% Irish.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is, the guy doing it went, he's an English guy, he goes, this is impossible. You can't be 100% anything.
Yeah.
And so he looked at me and he went, guess what you are? I went, I must be 100%. And he goes, you're not, you're only 73%.
I was 45.
45 what?
Irish.
Were you?
Yeah,
well, I believe that. I thought you'd be higher.
I thought you'd be higher.
I thought you'd be 110.
It was my biggest percentage.
Right. Well, then I was then Scottish.
Any surprises?
And because they kept, I was going, why do they keep looking at me all odd? And then they go, and then you're French? And whatever percent Spanish. And then they went, and you're 2% Indian.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 2% Indian going way back. And I was going, no way.
Because your granddad went on a Kentucky tour.
But red hair apparently is where it came from.
What?
India. What?
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah,
no.
Like thousands of years back. You'll see some Indian guys around there.
Not many.
Only when they've... Only
no,
when
not many. I mean, they don't burn like us.
No, they don't burn like us. Not fair. Oh, crap. We've got tickets to see Jason
you
on
do?
Sunday night. Yeah, yeah.
I hope you didn't pay.
Yeah.
I'll get you in. The three secret agents.
You can compass. Can you compass? We're on billboards.
I don't think I paid, in fair.
Trees come in, like, just... All these inner poster shuffling in quite... towards the entrance.
So 13, 24, 10 to win a double to see Jason right now.
Yeah, you're playing tonight, Saturday and Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Three nights.
Yeah, in the Powerhouse venue. Yeah, it's brilliant fun in there, and it's so nice. You can have a drink, sit outside, and look at the pot. Is it a possum? It was a possum.
It's a possum.
Yeah, yeah. Guy. We were looking at the possum, and they're really cute. You know, they're really cute.
Yeah,
and he goes, "This guy, he just works there. He just went, don't touch them." I went, why? He goes, they're filthy. I went, this little thing looked lovely. It was looking up at us as if to go, I'm not filthy. I'm just hanging out here looking at humans. He's gone, they're like big rats. Ash, Kip
and Lutzy. Jason Byrne was good, the comedian.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's bloody funny.
A lot of fun. He's playing soulmates. Tonight, and someone...
Soulmates, that's what you are, yeah.
A massive comedian is on the way to Brisbane.
How big is he?
It might be the biggest.
Yep. Who?
The greatest comedian of our time, perhaps. Chris Rock.
Not the bloke who used to tell jokes on Hey Hey. No. Oh, no, Chris Rock. Oh.
You think what?
Russell, what's his name?
Russell Gilbert?
Russell Gilbert?
No.
Not Russell Gilbert.
No, no. Chris Russell. Rock.
Oh. Chris Rock?
Yes.
Never heard of him.
His total blackout tour.
No, look, last time Chris Rock came to Australia, I actually went down to Sydney and watched him, Kip.
Yeah.
He is brilliant.
My favourite thing.
Brilliant.
Was always...
Do a joke of his in his voice. You do it really
well.
Oh,
I can't do Chris Rock. But I remember he came up on stage and he went, Barack Obama was the president. Yeah. And he goes, Barack Obama? Yeah. Are you hearing a guy called Barack Obama? You expect that dude to come out holding a spear?
Only he can say that.
Yeah. Remember when he said, when Ashton Kutcher was dating Demi Moore and he was hosting like the Grammys or something.
Yeah.
And he's going, Ashton Kutcher? He don't love Demi Moore. He's just punking Bruce Willis.
That's right. Because
And they were in the audience. That's what I loved about it.
They were both there.
They had to sit there and smile. He's playing in the Brisbane Entertainment Centre on Saturday, 24th of June. Tickets on sale from midday today via Ticketek.com.au. Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Hey, you know Russ Walker. Of course you know Russ Walker. He's playing... quote unquote at your wedding,
yes.
Kipster.
This is he?
Brother of Stan Walker, who won. I can't remember the show he won.
Was it X Factor or something? One of those.
Yeah, one of those shows. Someone might be able to find that out. While we're chatting away here, but Russ plays around Brisbane. Great musical artist.
Yeah,
has the loop pedal going.
I've known him for years.
Where's he playing at the moment? Delgetty House. He played at the Defiant Duck. Before
he was there.
That, and he was,
yep.
He's played everywhere. Back at 152. At
yeah, that's
Olimba.
Where I met him. I met him there years ago. Yeah,
great musician, and he's. Look, I know he's playing your wedding, which is now 16 days away or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I saw him the other day. He is in the, well, he's at least trying out and is in some sort of stage of production for The Voice this year.
Yeah, I know that.
So how does that affect the wedding if he gets through to a certain round? Because they're feeling that right now.
Yeah, it's quite a stress, actually. We're not sure. And we spoke to Seal, you know, who's going to be a judge on The Voice this year, and asked him just to try and lock it down. So this is what happened in our chat with Seal. I've got someone who's playing at my wedding in a couple of weeks, and he's, I believe, involved in the competition and may not be able to play if he gets through the next round. So I really need to know.
Could you tell me who he is?
Russ Walker.
Oh, interesting.
That's not helping.
As I said, mate, you're on a knee. He
ain't playing at your wedding, kid.
Very interesting.
Oh, man.
Well, whatever the bloody hell.
I tell you what, my fiance's not laughing, mate. Very interesting. That's so unhelpful.
So do you reckon he knew that?
I don't know.
He's not saying that he's definitely...
Yeah, because it's a...
Definitely in.
Well, I hope Russ is still in, but he's going to stuff your wedding up.
But can't Russ tell you?
As far as I know, because they get through to... There's different rounds, you know, you can go through different cuts and there's chairs that spin, but then they, record things on a Saturday, and then if they do, ours is, you know, the ceremony's like Saturday afternoon. So then he might be down in Sydney, and just, even if he...
is finished on that, he might not be able to get back in time if he's made it through, which he's not allowed to say.
And then the problem that you've got is that I'm going to be away, so I can't fill in.
Yeah, I know. That was, you were our next.
Yeah. It was Ashley, your next.
Ash was our go-to.
What?
Just Gorchair songs.
Yeah. So you could be really left.
Shouldn't have
yeah.
Down the aisle of that.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
I'll record something. Okay. This is a backup.
Thank you. Ash, Kip and Lutzy. And Jody had an idea, Ash, and
what?
It's been well endorsed by everyone else that for question time next week instead of our question time, we should have a partners edition.
So next week on the show, you know, if you go to our Facebook page, we have a question time where we sort of just canvass your questions, and you go to the website, you put down, you know, whatever, we answer them. Next week it's going to be a partners edition.
Mm.
So
just them.
Jody will be coming in. Yeah, we won't be there at all.
So we can't.
I'm not even going to be there as they record it. I'm just going to leave them be. But
no,
so Jody, Amber, and Jess will be in there, and you can ask your questions.
Yeah.
So what's it like to live? You know, I'm not even going to watch it once they've done it.
So it's up. It'll if you've got questions, that'll be up on the Ash Kip and Lutzy Facebook page now.
Is it up now? Is it?
Okay. So get your questions in.
Mm.
Hey, go easy.
Something Sam sent me yesterday, Ash. Remember yesterday you talked about Ed Sheeran's single possibly being a rip-off, Shape of You.
Well,
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body.
What was the rip-off?
Well, a girl thought it was...
TLC.
Yeah, a girl thought she could put it to TLC.
So you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
See, I think it's close, but it's not close enough to be a rip.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, with due respect to you two, Ed Sheeran included the writers of that song now.
I'm so surprised.
But is that just because he doesn't give a
rat's? No, it's an acknowledgement that, he's possibly, somehow or other, where he's done it consciously or subconsciously, he's lifted it. So it's not even up for discussion or debate. He's acknowledged it, so he's saying, yes, you're right.
Well, I've got this audio. This is from Ed being... He was on I think it was either French or German talk show.
Yeah.
And he told the hosts of the show that he could play pretty much any song in the world with four chords. He said, I think it was DGAG or whatever.
Yeah,
C. He said, these four chords, I can do any song you name, I can play it with these chords. And so then they started throwing out songs for him, like...
These are the chords.
Right, so that's him. He's grabbed a guitar, and then he said, "You name a song, and I'll sing it."
Let's go. Something Passenger. That's your friend.
Cause you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
There you go. Yeah, that was an easy one. I think they got a little bit harder.
Name another
song.
Let
it be. I'm walking away, Craig David.
Craig David.
I'm walking away. From the troubles in my life, I'm walking away. to find a better day.
Same four chords.
See, that reminded me of Wonderwall, Oasis.
Yeah, didn't it? Same chords.
Can I be a complete killjoy here?
Yeah.
He's now under fire for ripping off that.
What do you mean?
Ed Sheeran.
What?
Ed Sheeran has been accused of ripping off Australian comedian's Axis of Awesome after he proved how every pop song can only be sung with four chords. Axis of Awesome have been doing that bit.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing that for 100 years. They've got a clip out that's amassed 70 million YouTube views.
Yeah.
He's ripping that off.
Oh, come on.
What have you got against Ed? Is it because he's ginger?
I love Ed.
Is this a ginger thing again?
I love Ed, but I'm just...
Leave Rangers alone. Just all the time.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
15 days till the Kip Whiteman wedding to Amber. Things are really hotting up. If you missed it last hour, we were talking about how the fact that Russ Walker is playing at the wedding, of course, brother of Stan, who was winner scheduled to play. He won Australian Idol.
That's Stan's. Okay.
So that's his brother, but Russ is a talent in his own right. And he's involved in The Voice this year. We don't know how far, if he's still in it, whether he's going to be there on the wedding day. You actually don't know whether Russ Walker can play, whether he'll be busy with The Voice.
And he's not even allowed to tell us.
He can't tell you. So yeah. you're in no man's land.
And then the problem is that
you're the backup.
I'm leaving. I can't go to Kip's wedding. So yeah,
you can't, because you're the next choice.
Well, thanks.
And the reason why, here is what's been put together as a dramatisation, if you like, a dramatisation of what Ashley Bradnam would have sounded like if he indeed was singing as Amber walked down the aisle on your special day.
Okay.
Here it is.
No, you didn't have to stoop so low. Have your friends collect your records and then change your number. I guess I didn't need you, no. Now you're just somebody that I used to blow.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Now you're just somebody that I used to blow.
I mean, just beautiful.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Why do I get pizza? Nobody sings when they're walking down the aisle. I would have fitted in better at the reception.
No. Yeah. What do you think?
Okay, we'll get a dramatization.
Just let it go.
We'll get a different ambience on it.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
I was talking with KJ yesterday, and he started saying to me, "Have you heard about that Shannon Knoll stuff that's been going on Facebook?" And I went, "Yeah, I saw the Shannon Knoll gimmick on Facebook. Like, I reckon, if not at the start of the year, maybe even towards the end of last year."
So this is not just since the Rippers in Adelaide.
No.
Maybe it was around then.
He's back in the spotlight, isn't he, all of a sudden?
Yeah, but this has got nothing to do with that, although it may have stemmed from that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's back in the news.
When this started happening. But it's hilarious. And if you get a chance, you should just go on to Shannon Knoll's. I saw it on Facebook. I assume it's on Facebook, yeah. And if Shannon Knoll puts a picture up of anything on Facebook, the one I saw was he put a picture up of him standing beside his car.
Right.
So, but it doesn't matter what he puts a picture up of.
Yeah.
He puts a picture up, and then what seems to happen is all of the comments just follow. What's his name from the project? He actually had like the equation for what people are actually doing. No,
Waleed. Yeah.
But it seems to be a bit of sexual innuendo about the photo at the start, and then it goes into, but it's all done in Aussie lingo, and then it goes into the fact that Shannon Knoll has borrowed something off them that they need back, and then they go, and anyway, mate, we've got to go, but they're using like pure Australian lingo. Like if I read the comments on that picture of the car, which is just, you know, him standing next to a car, it's, you know, Blake goes, "Nalsy, you legend. You weren't lying, were you? You really do have a big black shiny car."
There you go.
Is that one of his songs?
Yeah.
And he goes, "Bloody beauty. Don't worry about the ironing board you borrowed. The misso has got a new one. Rip a yarn, mate. Best be off. Hooroo."
Hooroo.
Yeah. I'm just looking. You can't even read them, most of them.
Jake says, have a look how sleek and sexy that thing looks, would you? Tell you what, Nalsy, the car looks all right too. Mate, could you use that beast to swing by and drop me off the stepladder you borrowed a few weeks ago? The missus is up me because she can't dust the top of the door frames. Anywho, Cobb, best be off. Hooroo, champ. See you, Nolsey. Ta-da, mate. Bye-bye now.
I've got one here.
What are they doing?
I've got one here. The photo's him and Tom from Tom Busby. From Busby Maru.
Busby Maru, yeah.
Tom Busby.
Yeah.
And so it's him, just the two heads, Nolsey's head and Tom Busby's head. And someone's written, "Not the first time you've bumped heads with a size 14, eh, Nullsy?" And it goes on, "Catch ya, hooroo, big cheers, ears."
Big cheers, ears.
Nullsy, mate, looking...
Got a drift anyway, champ. Those pokies aren't going to pay for the play themselves.
There's thousands of comments. Yeah, Nullsy, mate, looking schmick. Great to see another cracking release from you, mate. Cheers. Anyway, a bit off topic, but you still got that blender I lent you a couple of years back? The missus is getting at me about not getting enough greens, if you know what I mean, mate. Ha ha. Yeah, cheers. Hooroo. Anyway,
Cop. Yeah, while I have you, I just want to know if you still have that I can't even say it. Something 3,000 I lent you. The old ball and chain has locked me in the doghouse until you bring it back. Got to swing past tomorrow.
Does any chicks ever comment, or is it all blokes?
I don't know. I'm looking at them. Sonia Nolsey, great bloody clip, mate. Speaking of clips, Nan was asking about a scrapbook back from the 70s she lent you. She hadn't given it back. She was banging on about Manly smashing Cronulla to me.
Ash, Kip and Watsy.
You requested this at 8 o'clock, Ash.
Yeah.
After we showed you a reenactment of perhaps Amber walking down the aisle and you singing.
Yes, because you were second in line. Of course, Russ Walker, who's involved with The Voice. We don't know whether he'll be available for the wedding, which is in 15 dates now. Ash, you were second in line, but you're taking off. You were doing some marathon somewhere in Europe.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah,
Come on.
But anyway, so you can't be there. And then we played the dramatisation of you singing at the actual chapel.
Mm.
And you said, well, that's ridiculous. It should be used at the reception. Well, your wish has been granted.
Oh, well, and just in wrapping up the speeches, if you'd raise your glasses to the father and mother of the bride, Vic and Belinda. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for welcoming me into your family. And time now for the father-daughter dance. So Amber and Vic, if you'd like to take to the floor. And we've got a special presentation with Ashley singing Somebody I Used to Know.
Feedback.
No, you didn't have to stoop so low. Have you finished your records and then change your number? I guess I didn't need you to. Now you're just somebody that I used to blow.
Very nice.
He repeats this line.
Now
oh,
you're somebody that I used to know.
What a beautiful moment.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Why not?
Ash, Kip and Lassie.
Don't forget, too, the Broncos, 7 o'clock tonight against the Raiders. Big match if you're heading. Don't forget, 7 o'clock. There'll be plenty of pre-game entertainment as well. Paul White, the CEO, told us that. They're spending a lot of money on pre-game stuff.
7 p.m. kickoff.
7 o'clock kickoff. Thank you.
And now, we'll be on air between 6 and 7
yes,
tonight.
Yes, we will be.
Live
yes,
from the Cauldron.
Indeed, from the Cauldron. Ashley, you're not...
Why are you pointing at me?
Because you've sung at the wedding today and the reception. You're not singing, I don't think, tonight at the Brisbane Broncos, but we're not ruling it out because Betty Margetson, one of the Jobber Nation members, sent this in. I think this might have been an origin. You had an origin.
Here at the Olympic Stadium, and we stand by for the national anthem.
Gentlemen, please be upstanding for the Australian national anthem.
The beautiful Aaron Mullen.
You didn't have to stoop so low.
Oh, no.
Have your friends collect your records and then change your number. I guess I didn't need you to. Now you're just somebody that I used to blow.
I've never seen you so active, Lassie.
You sing gorgeous.
Why would you sing that for the anthem? Gotcha? That's ridiculous, Ashley.
Oh, are we going to go on with this?
I'm just going to keep doing it. It's the same joke.
Amy Gunnell's got the next request.
Oh, this is the other guy that sings this song.
Yeah, specifically requested the not Ashley version of the song. Well done, Amy.
I hate this version.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.